I think on the part of the PDP, it's quite a magnanimous display. It shows political maturity and also strategy, because they might also have figured out that they stand very little chance in terms of winning the presidential election. So an alliance with Njuri is quite strategic. However, what is actually needed is a broader alliance of all the opposition parties. They need to come together for the 2018 election and actually field one candidate for the 2018 election. It may be Mujuru, it may be Tsvangirai, it may be whoever. But they need to agree on one candidate for the 2018 election. That is very imperative.
Now, factoring in Mr. Biti's support for Mrs. Mujuru, how do you see the dynamics playing out between Mr. Tsvangirai and Mrs. Mujuru?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting situation, because just over 2 weeks ago, we saw Joyce Mujuru joining hands with Morgan Tsvangirai in a protest march in Gweru. So there appears to be a battle for Mujuru, as it were, to go into an alliance with Mujuru. So it's quite interesting. It will depend on who has to offer more on the table between the two. But in the interest of Zimbabwe, what is important is, as I said, a broader alliance that goes beyond PDP, that goes beyond Mujuru, that includes the likes of Walsh Mancube, Moses Mzilandlovu, Morgan Tsvangirai, Lavu Maduku and company. So some of them may not have political support or people support, but you need their brains.